It's always been a goal to get to the top of rallying from a young age, and especially when I started driving. But like you said, without the correct pathway or support, it can be quite a difficult up and down journey, which I've definitely had, knockbacks and coming back again. And yeah, you sometimes start from zero, but there's always been a belief that we can get to this level. And ERC this year in 2025 has been really great at giving us more and more confidence that we're able to compete with some of the fastest drivers on selected events. So, it's still all the time that you're learning. And as John said, we joined, well, I joined the academy 2 years ago, and the support has really increased probably my consistency, and then other elements of me as a driver to really improve overall, and then start to get big results. So I think if we all keep working that way, and it's going to be a step up to Rally One. But the main thing is to focus on yourself and what you're doing and where you can improve, and that's been a big element of where we're finding speed is find your weaknesses and then try to really double down on improving them. I forgot to mention we didn't know anything about this until today. So this is Christmas came early. We had some information about what events we might be doing, but we didn't honestly know if it would be Rally Two, Rally One. So to get the news that we had today was a massive, let's say, a surprise, but one that you're really looking forward to getting stuck in with, and something that everyone dreams of. But for sure, it's very important to know your car and be able to work on it between stages. So I'd be looking to get stuck into the workshop as soon as possible and learn everything about the Puma. And they're probably one of the fastest cars that there may ever be. So getting to know them inside out and then enjoy driving them as well is going to be fantastic.
And Shane, we saw the level of professionalism you brought, to your job in the ERC. I suppose there's going to be a lot of swapping of notes now with Owen to quickly get up to speed in advance of Monte Carlo.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of phone calls to Owen and getting bits and pieces off it or advice off him. But no, 2026 is going to be a new chapter, and really looking forward to it. It's great to represent M Sport and the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy. So probably hasn't sunk in yet, as we didn't really know anything about it until today. So no, really looking forward to the year ahead.
Shane, we know the hard work you're putting in. We me and you have talked about this. It's hours upon hours. And it's days like this that all that hard work must seem really worthwhile.
Yeah, I was just saying to Rich earlier when I was out in Central Europe in 24 for Josh doing route note, I was walking around the Puma and I was taking a video of it, and I remember thinking to myself, will I ever get an opportunity to sit in one of them someday? And today, I get to know I'm able to do 14 rounds in it. So no, it's a pretty special day for John and I and Owen and Josh as well, because they're going into year two. We're going into our debut year, and it's not everyone gets these opportunities, so it means a lot.
Again, I remember you, the young fella doing Donegal Rally, to see where you have developed, the way you've developed as a person as well as a co-driver. It gives me immense pride to see the way you've just settled in there. You're taking it all in your stride. You must be so excited now, looking forward to Monday next month.
No, it's just with the help of the academy, Kevin. You have to buy in, and all them resources are there, and if you utilize them, you can. They bring out the best in you, and I try my best to utilize it as best I can. And even just for advice, I was getting off Owen this year for the ERC. All them things help develop you into a better co-driver, and most of all, a better person.